Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Shot Hot Drop episode number 58. We are talking series 3 preview and getting into the legendary drop coming up. Also, we're going to be talking about the top 75. Highly controversial list, definitely on the way that they've been conducting it. So we're going to check in on some of those details. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the Vintage Vibes set that's probably going to be wrapping up fairly shortly here before this Series 3 drop. So once again, you're listening to episode number 58 of the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Remember to follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also subscribe on YouTube and iTunes and Spotify to NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hit that notification bell and hit the like button. Leave me some comments. So I'd like to thank you for being here. We've got an amazing NBA season going. The Memphis Grizzlies look absolutely extraordinary right now. Ja Morant is throwing his chip into the table for the MVP race already. But we're going to start fresh off here with the 75 greatest. And obviously, like I said, a fairly controversial list. Some major, major players that have been left out here. So we're gonna touch on that for a second here. So let's bring up the screen share. And the interesting thing about this 75 that we're seeing here is that we're getting a complete advancement of the original 50, which is pretty interesting there if you think about it, that, you know, there wasn't a reassessment of it, there wasn't any kind of movement from the original 50 and acknowledging them, but then saying, hey, we've had a bunch of other players, we've got to now acknowledge that their careers have moved forward here. So we're going to touch on that a little bit, and I'm going to bring up a couple players that I think absolutely needed to be brought in to this this top 75. And it's borderline blasphemy if you look at it. Then I'm going to just start with Vince Carter. I'm a bit biased because I'm a North Carolina Tar Heel fan. Grew up in the generation of Vinsanity and watching all of the amazing stuff that he's done. The one thing is he doesn't have a chip to show. He does have his dunk contest championship, but interestingly enough, we do not have a championship for Vin, so I think that was against him. But the fact that he was such a class act and a model citizen and just always on the right side of positivity and energy, I think that automatically gets him in. So the question here would be, who are you taking off? And I think as I started off here, you're going to look at the original 50 and say, yes, these guys at that time in 2006 when this list was made, the original 50, we were considering some of these guys to be here. I think the big ones are Sam Jones. You got to look at Hal Greer. I think Lenny Wilkins is another one. Bill Sharman, Dolph Shays. So these guys, it's not that they're historically amazing and the stats and the accomplishments that they've had, and I'm not going to go into the details of each of those players, But what you do is you move these players into, and you don't separate them. You just say, these were the original 50. We're honoring them this year, but here's our new list to 75. And it's not as though something about the NBA can be an acknowledgement that we're not discrediting what they did, but with the evolution of the game, and there you give credit to that this game is constantly evolving, these players have moved in. So I just gave you a list of five there. So my five that I would move in are Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, Dwight Howard. I'm drawing a blank now on my other two. But I think you got to look at those three right there as just amazing contributions across the board. For a while, all three of them were considered potentially the best players in the league. And then as we started to get into the the dunk contest and comparing anything to Dominique Wilkins, to Michael Jordan, to legendary, Vince Carter is easily considered one of the greatest dunkers of all time. And I'm biased as far as Michael Jordan. And I'm going to go ahead and give the nod to Vince as far as being the greatest dunker of all time. So he gets in for that. And then T-Mac was during the time of Kobe and LeBron. He was considered one of the best players in the league, if not the best. And his scoring percentages and his overall, I think, you know, he was one of the first guys to throw an off the backboard alley-oop to himself in the All-Star game, which again, it's the All-Star game, but just in front of his peers. And really, you got to go back and look at what happened in Orlando. When he went to Orlando and he committed there, it was pretty solid that Tim Duncan and Grant Hill were going to be in Orlando and they were going to form an absolute powerhouse in the East and dominate for years to come. And Popovich worked his magic on Duncan and was able to convince him to come back with Tony Parker and Manu, and we know the rest is history there. But you really got to think, if T-Mac gets his chip, and even if Grant Hill doesn't go there and completely collapse from the Detroit debacle of them just destroying his ankle in that playoff series, making Grant Hill, I'm not saying they're going to make him, but they did not put the brakes on that guy. And he's such a hard and a competitor, and he played through that ankle injury in Detroit, and he was never the same after. And he did go sign in Orlando, and it was a massive signing, but it was also under the presumption that Tim Duncan was going to go there. And I'm only bringing all that up because if T-Mac gets a ring or plays with Tim Duncan instead of Grant Hill, even if they don't get a ring, they're going to do some historic stuff. So you got to give T-Mac the props there. And then you can even go back further in T-Mac's history and say, what if they ended up playing with, staying with his cousin, with Vince Carter? I mean, that was an insane duo at such a young age, and that Toronto was not able to figure out some type of chemistry or build components around that core and go forward. I know the argument is, well, T-Mac didn't become T-Mac till he went to Orlando, but he matured and aged when he went to Orlando as well. If you have the right organization, the right coach, the right complementary players, that maturity is going to happen in Toronto, if not even better, because they're going to start winning rings. So, massive argument for T-Mac to be in there. And then the Dwight Howard stuff is absolutely nonsense. Yes, he's a punk. Yes, he's a moron. Yes, he had Twizzlers in his bedside freaking drawer as an early on player, as one of his main staples of his diet. But physical freak, understanding the game, absolutely demoralizing people, dominating, making complete defenses designed to stop him and him only. Potentially, again, the best player in the league during a good couple year stretch there. He's automatically in this list. And these other guys, you've got to move them over, not out, but over to another spot, right? It's even more honorable to be the original 50. The acknowledgement that this game evolves and changes only gives this list more credibility. You remove all of the drama from it and all the disparity and complaints to, oh, NBA got it right. They acknowledge the original 50 as the original 50 GOATs, right? You can never take that away. It's like winning a championship. It's not because somebody wins a championship now and we give an MVP to somebody now means that in you know, the 1980s, that Magic Johnson's MVP doesn't mean something. No, it even means even more because you were there first. You laid the groundwork. We already know the rhythm to the NBA here is that you give credit to those before you. So NBA's got to lead with that example and go, hey, original 50, you're staying. But these are the guys that have jumped in here, and keep an eye out because look at this rookie class. And I'm not saying you're going top 75 with these guys, but there should be an adjustment every year. Wouldn't that be exciting? NBA loves the attention to the hype, to the potential players. Think about the motivation for players to move themselves into this list. I think at the end of the season, just like all of the NBA awards, six-man MVP, all of that stuff, you go top 75 awards readjusted, and if players stay, then it's even more honorable. It's like, hey, I got to stay. I didn't move it, shift out of this. But it's a date goes next to it. The 2021 top 75 players. If people move in there, you've got to acknowledge that. So give yourself credibility, NBA. I'm going to leave it here in the dust. We're not going to revisit this. But Vince Carter, absolute blasphemy. This guy destroyed anything in the dunk contest. Has never been near the same. You cannot take away the 80s dunk contest battles with Michael Jordan, Spud Webb, and Dominique Wilkins, amongst many others. And the whole logo was invented during that, right? The Air Jordan logo. But Vince Carter did some stuff that he was channeling some other basketball god energy, and it was magic. So give the man his props. Class act. That's a guy you want representing your top 75. Revise it, NBA. I'm going to tag you in this. Hopefully you guys get it right. You don't even got to give me credit. Give it to Vince. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. Let's get a little transition track here. Hope you guys are doing good out there. Top Shot is going through tons of shifts here, and we are going to jump into the Series 3 roundup here. So let me shift cameras back and get you a little volume here as I bring up the next screen. Hope you're doing good out there. Let's go. Alright, so we're getting this Series 3 wrap here. There's so much going on. I do have the link down below. So you can go ahead and check out the blog post from Top Shot, but I think some of the highlights that we're going to look at here, and I'll go through and point them out for you a little bit. Bring up my other camera again. So I think something interesting you're seeing here with this roadmap, the pack release set roadmap, NFTs projects have consistently will lay out a roadmap, even if they don't stick to it or, you know, necessarily follow through. They try to be transparent and communicate with their investors and anybody joining the NFT is understanding where they're trying to go with it, right? Like any good business plan. So Top Shot decided for Series 3 amongst requests from collectors. Of course, majority of us were brought into the NFT collection from Top Shot, but have then since experienced this roadmap and other transparencies here. And so Top Shot just was really, acknowledging what the community asked for. So there's gonna be a bunch of epic new sets, some sets returning. There's gonna be a strict limit on the number of plays, which is very exciting. And also some sets that will not be returning. One of them that's standing out is the Seeing Stars set, which we should see some increased value with the one that is out now, because that set is, I don't know if you want to say it's a closed set, but with Top Shot announcing they're not doing that in Series 3, that's going to make that set fairly special. And there are some very low mint rewards in that set, to name a few, the LeBron and the AD. So that's something to check out. Also, I think the other thing I was extremely excited about, let's see if we can pull it up specifically here. The 4,000, there it is, there it is, look at this. So they're gonna keep these rookies, and this is a juicy rookie rookie year, they're going to keep these rookies at 4,000. So even if we don't see a massive explosion of collectors, we're going to see an increase, and it's going to make those 4,000s even more rare. We already knew from Series 1 and 2 that the rookies were going to be super rare, but now that Series 3 is going to stay at 4,000 with an influx of users, a Jalen Green rookie, amongst many others. I don't really want to let all the cats out of the bags on the rookies that I'm looking at, but I can just give you a heads up. If you just want to go ahead and look at the top 10 picks from the draft, you're not going to lose if you're collecting those rookies this year, especially at 4,000. So that's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be debuts. There's going to be the 4-star rookie badge with the debut and the 3-star rookies. So get excited about that for Series 3. I think they made a fabulous choice there. They're keeping edition sizes fairly low as well, which I think as collectors we want. I'd prefer there to be more rarity than oversaturating the market. Some of the big news also came on the, let's scoot down here a little bit more. So we've got the rare sets. MGLE is going to be back. Conference Finals. And there's going to be a couple other rare sets. They're not going to exceed 20,022. And there's going to be, of course, the MGLE will be back. There's going to be the All-Star Game set. So those are going to be excited. But I think this is the one that we're all obviously looking at, is the Legendary sets for Series 3. And some of these ones that are exciting are the rookie focus, any kind of rookie legendary, and the Deck the Hoops, right? That's returning from the Series 2. So Deck the Hoops is going to be back, and we're going to see some amazing releases in that. Holo Icon is back. Let's keep moving on here. And there's going to be a Finals Legendary set. So this is the big one that I was just saying to you here, the All Rookie set. So we're getting excited about rookies. You're going to go ahead and stamp a Legendary on the rookies. We already saw the LaMelo Ball, the Anthony Edwards. LaMelo Ball is at $16,000 in that Holo Icon. And by the way, I did, if you watched a previous episode, and number 57 of the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Remember again to follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420, and also subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hit that like button and the notification bell. Previous episode number 57, I opened my Holo Icon pack, and it was a tough one. It was a tough one. I got a Mike Connolly Holo Icon number, I think it was a serial number 93 out of 99. And then my MGLEs, you get 3 MGLEs in that Holo Icon pack. And I got a Terrence Ross, a Siakam, and a Josh Richardson on the Mavericks. So I didn't get the absolute worst, but I definitely got a really flat Holo Icon pack. I was able to recirculate that into some other moments that I was very excited about. We'll talk about that if we got some time here. But the market's in an interesting spot right now. So I think we're going to move out of this Series 3. Just a debrief on kind of what's going on. Let me zoom back out of here. And you know, you got the link down there, so go ahead and check it out. It's exciting that they're giving us a roadmap now. And as far as collectors, we can plan and budget and kind of know what we're looking for. Let me bring this last shot up here. This is pretty interesting here. So the edition sizes, again, I think is something to pay attention to. And we are getting these edition sizes. So the base set rookies, as I said, at 4,000. The base set's going to be at 9,999. The debuts are 12,000. The rares are 749. The rookie set legendary is 75, and the holos are 99. The legendary at 75. I mean, those rookies are going to be, those are just some things as far as, you know, collectors that have been here for a little bit, we're excited to see them holding that rarity. I was talking to Kyle, who was on the previous episode, about that. And he said, you know, wouldn't you be more excited to at least get a moment, but we were more talking about the legendary players that even make it into legendary. I would rather have them have only legendary players make it there. There's enough players and there's enough names and plays to only have a legendary set of players that are really legendary. Like, you should be able to say so-and-so is legendary and that's why they're in a legendary Top Shot set. So let's keep it moving here. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And let me go ahead and bring up the comments a little bit here and see if we got, and we got a couple viewers in here. Go ahead and hit me up any comments. Let me know how you're doing out there. Are you thinking about getting in on this legendary drop? That's our, we're going to be touching up on that in a second here. But I'm going to bring up the Vintage Vibes. So this is a new set to end the summer, pretty much. Let me see where I got that here. I'll just bring up the vents. Actually, let's bring up let's bring up my collection score, and that'll bring up the Vintage Vibes set. All right, I'll go ahead and screen share with you. All right, so I'm gonna scoot it down here. I got my buck set still, was not able to get to that. Oh man, am I muted? Am I really muted this whole episode? My whole episode has been muted, man. Have you not been able to hear me? The mic's been muted. Oh, you gotta be kidding me, guys. I'm not even having that. I gotta restart the episode. I didn't get one comment on the, hey, whoever is in the viewing in there, have you been able to hear my audio, or has that been all for naught? Because I just looked at my mic and it said it was muted. Give me something in the chat there. So we're going to keep it rolling here. I almost want to pause it and check it, but let me see. I think we were muted, but I had the audio going. Let me check something really quick here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having some audio issues. Test, test, test. So if it's going right there, that doesn't make sense if it's coming through. So I'm just going to keep streaming. So let's go ahead and look down here at the Vintage Vibe set. And the Vintage Vibe set is looking really, really nice. Boom. So Vintage Vibe is only one moment right now. And you can see it down here. All right, move me over. So you got your Vintage Vibe set right here. And you know what we're gonna see is the Dwayne Wade is gonna be dropping. And then we're also gonna be getting the Klay Thompson as soon as that challenge finishes. So let me look at that. So we've got the Klay Thompson active showcase, Klay Thompson challenge right here. So this is part of the Vintage Vibe. So you're going to get a Klay Thompson drop on this. And I've already got my showcase rolling for that. I'll show you that. Let's go to collection, showcases. All right, guys. So I'm hoping that whole early part of the podcast there was recording. I have a feeling maybe it was muted, but I was getting the levels on my mic here, so I'm hoping we're good. So here's that Vintage Vibe showcase. You had to, it's a number of requirements here, but this is what I was able to get in here. The main ones were the Warriors with the GSW on here and the Top Shot debut. So we saw a huge spike in those moments, which was nice. I actually moved one of my Juan Toscanos. But yeah, I think this Vintage Vibe set, this is going to be, so the reward for this showcase is going to be a Clay Thompson, his Top Shot debut. I'm super excited to see what they chose for that moment. And it's Vintage Vibes. We've all been waiting for this. Really the only kind of stuff on Top Shot that has not been current players has been the Run It Back set, which for most collectors has been completely out of range as far as anything that we could afford. So what we've now moved into here is you have the archive set, you have this new Run It Back set, and it's accessible to new collectors, even though the Run It Back set is rare. We've seen a major dip right before this WNBA Legendary set. So it's going to be interesting to see if we see any return to this set as far as rehabilitation, or if it's going to kind of stay down at the prices that it's at. I think it's going to return. I think a lot of collectors that are going to be onboarding, any kind of older collectors, not even older, but I would just say not just current, younger kind of mid-20s, you're going to be really excited about these vintage moments. And there's some really good ones. This Vince Carter one, let's go ahead and show you that because it is obnoxious. The footage on there, I've gone back and forth with how I feel them not polishing it up. And I don't want to say that they can't polish it up. There's no doubt that they could brush this up and make it look clearer. But what we're getting here is a very, I don't know, kind of very rustic. Maybe that's the best way to put it. So check this out. Reverse alley-oop dunk from Jason Kidd. So this was the Vince Carter reward. I wasn't able to complete this showcase. This showcase was very, very expensive. Unless you had some of the Run It Backs. See, there was a Series 1 Run It Back, and then you had to have a number of... but I did get a nice serial number there. A number of current Run It Backs. So... that one is there, and you're probably, I did want to show you this LeBron. I don't think most people are fully aware of what the magnitude of this LeBron is. This is LeBron's first game winner against the Charlotte Bobcats, which is pretty cool that you actually have, you know, LeBron playing such a vintage team. And let's check it out right here. Oh, we're getting a classic stall. Oh, there we go. So LeBron's going to go up, pull up right there. Game winner. Bam. But you see this footage is definitely, looks like it's almost VHS tape. And it's like, I know Top Shot could brush that up and highlight it and filter it. I think they should think about doing that. Just so that the moments, I know you're not going to get exactly there, but just so the moments have some type of consistency across the platform, right? You want to be... letting these older moments at least filter in without jumping out too much here. So that's our Vintage Vibe set. I'm going to just go out there. People are, I don't even know what the word is. I'm just going to be silly and see if people would like a Kobe Bryant moment on Top Shot. And I think the way that Top Shot could, I don't know why they even need to sneak it in, but I think the way that they could get it in easily would be to do it Kobe throwing a lob to Shaq and then call it a Shaq moment, right? A Shaq dunk. And then you've got Kobe in the play because you saw that Smush Parker archive moment came out and Kobe's just sitting on the bench and people got really excited about that. So, you know, we're basically salivating over a Kobe or Jordan moment, and you know, that's probably not going to come until we're out of beta. But I think you could slip in a little Kobe here. It would pump the market. That moment would probably be, I don't know. I don't know what you would do. I don't know. I don't want to say it would become the top moment on Top Shot, but it, whatever, if it was a rare category or a fandom moment, it would be the top moment in that category. I don't want to say it's going to pass some of that LeBron's cosmics that are out there. But anything Kobe or Jordan is going to be earth-shattering. So let's keep it moving. That's your Vintage Vibes check-in. And little hiccup there with the mute button on the mic. Hopefully you guys are getting that whole first chunk of the podcast. But we're going to keep it moving and talk, pretty much wrap this podcast up. I do have a surprise for you after we talk. Well, do we go now? Have we made it? Have we made it to the surprise? I think it might be time. Now, as you know, like I said, episode 57 was a monumental, historic event on this podcast. We kicked off our season 2 and opened my entire vault of packs that I collected over the whole series 2 of NBA Top Shot. And it was ended up being 39 packs, Holo Icon, which ended up getting me... Let's go ahead and take a look at that now, because I did say I was going to share that with you. So I was able to grab this Kevin Garnett. Not stoked with the serial number, but was able to get the Kevin Garnett. So I'm happy with that. The price, like I said, has dripped a bit below where I got it. My run it backpack was this Carmelo Anthony. But the other moments I got was the Vince Carter and the LeBron James. So essentially, this is my Holo Icon pack. These three moments right here. So we'll see where we go with that. Obviously, not what I was thinking when I got my Holo Icon pack. I wanted to hold my Holo Icon. I just don't feel like... I feel like Mike Conley is beyond his prime. I don't think we're going to see a bump in him unless there's some massive value given to Holo Icons. Or legendaries. I'm getting into potentially this WNBA legendary drop. It's a little bit of a steep price on the pack, but it's still EV. But right there, that's my legendary pack pretty much summed up. And we'll see what it ends up equating to. I think this Vintage Vibe set is beyond underestimated. I got a really nice serial number on that. And I got a nice serial number on the LeBron. So we're moving forward. I do have the two of the Carmelo run it backs, and I'm a massive fan of any kind of those historic moments, the run it back moments, because I grew up watching those guys. And the Carmelo is just, it's insulting. Let's go ahead and watch that, just to give it a little more credit. Here you go. This is Melo just yam dingy. Yam yam. This is Melo in his prime too, right? Like, he's just gonna insult somebody. The suspense Top Shot likes to give on these, right? You're gonna click on it, click play, and here we go. Insulting. I mean, in one of the top plays. Look at his reaction afterwards. One of the top plays out of this run it back set, for sure. So let's get into the surprise. So we're gonna open some packs here. I don't have much to open. I do have let's go in there instead of saying what I do have. Let's just show you guys. Get some good music going. Let's get the vibes. Let's get the vibes up. All right, put on some, I don't know if that's working for me. Yeah, there we go. We've had this on in the queues before, man. This brings me back a little bit. It's like sitting in the Top Shot queue being like, all right, come on, come on. So here's a screenshot of my vault. Not exciting compared to the old days. My fandom packs aren't here, but we're going to go ahead and rip the locker first, which will have 10 moments, 10 whatever common moments people traded in, and then we'll grab this base set. I'm not too sure where this came from. It was either on the Own the Moments fantasy game or Pack Rip from one of the during the Top Shot birthday weeks, but I think I got that in a birthday pack. So I'm actually not sure where this Release 37 came from. I'm excited it's a Release 37. And let's get right into it. Let's bring up the side cameras. You can see my reaction. And we're going Laka. Hold on, I gotta turn the music off now because we get our own Laka. We get our Laka music. Cool. Let's go. I don't know what screen that was. All right, so we're going middle. Let's just go middle on the locker pack. Common, 1440. I'll take that. Patty Kahn. Patty Kahn, that's a nice serial. Out of 1,200? Yeah. Yeah, for a locker pack, I'll take that. That's a great, yeah, Top Shot debut. Dude, that's a, come on. Come on, guys, for the first pull out of a locker pack. I'm going to get excited about a locker pack. Dang, man, a Patty Kahn, whoever put that in there, thank you. I mean, I thought these were just going to be all blah, blah. We do have another pack after these two, and I'm not going to tell you what that is yet. Junior, Denny Smith Jr., we're not even watching these plays. Ooh, 5'7", Sabonis, I'll take that. I'll take a 5'7 out of Sabonis. 24,000 Chioza. That might be mine. I think I sent a Chioza. 36 Goran Dragic. Ugh. These are all, I mean, not all. There's some decent ones here. I'm not complaining. Kemba. 11928 Caruso. Take Caruso. These are all out of 40 except that Connaughton, man. That Connaughton pull at the beginning, dude. That was sweet. Look at out of 35, a Thibault. I like that. 19,000 a Thibault. They threw a Thibault in here. Seth. All right. You know who we're liking out of that? It should be going to my summary packs. I'm kind of confused. So right here, it should just go boom. All right. On the refresh page, let's see what that does. There we go. All right. So we're going base 37. And then we got, like I said, we got one more pack after this. So let's go base. This base 37 is going to be sweet. We got to like that Pat Connaughton, though. Jeez. I was stoked. Dude, I'm stoked with that. I don't know what that's worth. Should we look that up before we rip this? Watch how quick I can look this up. Pat Connaughton, you can go listings, PAT, first guy, Pat Connaughton, Top Shot debut, dude, are you serious? Nah, that's not low ass, though. Low ass 17, so yeah, that was a $17 moment, man, that was fabulous. 18 probably, because it's 5,000, serial number 5,000. All right. I was like, hold on. Is that $100? All right. Let's go. Why are we getting the music on this common? I don't even know where this came from. Thank you, Moment Ranks or Pack Rip, whoever kicked this down. We got no music on this base set? There we go. Three moments. We did well with the middle last time, so we're going middle. Let's go middle. Hardaway Jr. Eh. Day-Day. Do we want to watch? Just because it's Day-Day. Man, let's watch. I love him. He drives hard to the rim. Looks like a layup, but it's a lob to Oubre, and we can't watch it. So I'm not sticking here. Let's go. Left. Jeez, serial numbers were hurting Kevin Love. All right. I'll keep that Day-Day because I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But the rest of those are going to the – those will go to trade tickets. All right, so let's end the suspense. Let's close this up. I don't know why. This should go right back to – it should show you your summary. Like, it always does that. It should show you your collector's corner, your summary. So there's my new moments. I could trade in. But we're not doing that. Here's what we're doing, guys. Let's surprise you. Let's bring this up. Should I get some music before we go in here? Or we'll be in here soon enough. All right. Bam. Hope you guys are in on this. This is Record Shop, epic NFT platform for music. I cannot say enough about these guys and how fun it is and how amazing the community is. But what we're going to do is go ahead into my collection here. I do have an amazing pack that I got tonight. I'll show you the set first that I'm about to complete. Although it is not a closed set, and so what that would mean on Record Shop is that if you have a closed set, let me get some music going just to honor being on Record Shop. So if you have a closed set, I only have a couple. I've got this Stress Test closed, so you can see that there. Complete set. That means they've closed it. They're not adding any more cards to this. And you may even be going, all right, man, what the heck is going on? What are cards? So I'll give you an example specifically to the set that I'm about to close with this pack here. So we're going to scroll back up. You can see I only have a couple closed sets. The main set that I've closed is the OGAF. That is kind of the cool cats of Record Shop. I'm looking for my Disco Fries right here. So we're going to go ahead and click on that. And as you can see here at the top, I'm missing this one right here. I need the mini mix, and that should be in my pack I'm about to open. So we can go ahead and just click on one of the. I got this one today, this Disco Fry. Give you a little. Snippet of how cool this is. Let's see. We can get some play in here. Huzzah! I don't know why it's not playing.
Yo, what's up? This is Danny from the Disco Fries. Thank you so much for picking up our card. I've got a Record Shop exclusive for you right here. It's a production walkthrough of our track Borderline with Lena Leon out right now on Spinning.
This site is epic, man. You definitely want to get in on this, man. And these guys are, I think they're going to be a connection to one of the main sets that you want to have completed. They're just really connected to their fans. They're really illustrating how NFTs are the ultimate link to fans and to music and to art and to collectibles. And so it's all simply wrapped up into this beautiful package that is super accessible and also has an insane amount of utility that we barely have seen. But I've received so many airdrops and things from Disco Fries that have been really nice that I've listened to and enjoyed on the side because I'm a collector of their cards. So let's go ahead and get into this pack now that you got a little taste of Disco Fries. We got my collection right back here. We'll go into my packs. This used to be filled. Look at all these packs, man. This used to be filled with unopened packs, like my Top Shot vault. But I've done the same thing with Record Shop and opened all my packs and realized that as far as with NFTs, it's not connected to cardboard, and that the utility is to be have access to your NFTs, whether you're using the utility on the market as far as income to be able to move into other collectibles, or you're using it to unlock certain exclusives. So that's what I'm hoping here, is that Disco Fries is going to recognize their collectors that have all their moments currently, and hopefully we'll be giving some more airdrops. And I would love to see this Disco Fries set close soon, and maybe start a whole new Disco Fries set. So let's get right into it and open a Record Shop pack here from the Flow Fest. So that's another thing I really want to point out here, is that this is not just a Record Shop pack, but this pack was earned through attending the Flow Fest. And I do want to say, not only on a daily basis, but on multiple times a day, going in on the Discord, joining giveaways, finding clues, doing submissions through Twitter and other links, to be able to be in drawings to earn this pack. So I actually earned, this is my Record Shop portion of my Flow Fest pack, but I do have two other NFTs that I got in this pack that are from other sites. Also, I have a whole nother Flow Fest pack that I'm really hoping. I have a NBA Top Shot Legendary, and I, again, wouldn't mind, and absolutely am hoping that I get another Record Shop pack in there as well. But I'm beyond stoked and grateful and thankful for getting a Record Shop pack, and I'm really hoping. I don't know if it's guaranteed, so this is kind of a journey for me here too, to see if we're going to get the Disco Fries card in this pack. So let's get right into it. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Remember, follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Here we go. Let's get it open. A special selection of Record Shop collectibles built just for our Flow fam. These unique packs were built for winners of Flowverse giveaway. Just enter your voucher code and claim your exclusive prize, which I've already done. I acquired it five hours ago, three collectibles, and they got me my serial number at 3,453 out of 6,109. One thing really cool about Record Shop is they give a serial number to their record packs, or to their packs. So it used to be, I don't know if it's on the Flow Fest, but the lower your serial number of your pack, the lower the serial number of the cards in the pack. So let's get into it. Hope you guys are doing good out there. Boom. Hit that open button. Proceed to the pack opening. Not holding anymore. Used to be a religious holder, man. Super disciplined. Just really did not see it paying off. You can list on Record Shop, so you can sell your packs, but somebody sold one of these for $45. I did not see it was not easy to get one of these. Whatever anybody tells you, I feel like I had to be, boom, Dexter King, 590 out of 1,000. All right, a Sonic Wind of Change is arriving. Dexter King Genesis set. It's his only collectible. We're going to open that middle last. Oh, Respect Rave Life. What did we get there? 17,000. Oh, it's a Hagloff. So I have a bunch of those. We need this Disco Fry. Is there a chance I could not get it? I guess there is. I guess if we're just going to be realistic here. I just need to I need to say I'm a tad bit stressed out, but I just want to get this Disco Fries because the price, let me show you what it's going for. The Disco Fries that I need is this little mini mix. And I don't know if it's guaranteed in these packs. That's what I'm kind of going crazy on, because there's only like two of them listed on the market right now. They're obnoxiously expensive. So I'm going to just show you again what I need here and hopefully add a little suspense to the final reveal in our pack. So this is the one I need, and you can see the prices here. We got one for $2,000 and one for $149. Why? This is another weird thing. So if I refresh, it'll show the card, but for some reason, it didn't want to show it. Come on, man. There's only two listed here. So I'm feeling that means people are not, you're not guaranteed to get it in the pack. Here we go, guys. Let's go, Disco Fries, please. Duh! Oh! Wow. Didn't get it. So, that's part of this, right? It's the pack opening, man. So that's, you get my, I'm hoping I'm getting some pack luck somewhere. Maybe it's on my WNBA legendary, which I still don't know how I'm going to be able to secure. But we did not complete this Disco Fries set. I thought I was getting it. Good lesson there. I still have another flow pack coming. So hopefully I get another Record Shop voucher in there and we'll see what we get. But that is the surprise opening, and we are back to our regular screen here. And we're moving towards the end of the podcast here. I do want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to fully update you on this legendary drop before we tune out here. It's been an awesome podcast. I'm stoked to be back. NBA is back. The season is epic. Ja Morant is a force to be reckoned with, and it's going to get nasty. Look out for that guy. Invest in Ja. Let me bring up your pack page here. This is Tuesday, guys. We have a massive drop for Top Shot here for the WNBA. The general queue is going to be, you need a 3,500 collector score. You're definitely getting a bonus for your spending. My collector score is through the roof. I've got 20,000, so I only need 12,500 for the priority collector, priority queue, which is going to be, what time is this drop at? 11 a.m. So we're getting 11 a.m. Pacific time. It is going to be a 1,000 packs in that first drop. So you want to be in the top 1,000. And then the general queue, you're going to have 1,025. And that's at 1 p.m. Pacific. The EV on this pack should be there. You're getting one legendary and two run it backs. And I think it's two or three other WNBA common moments, best of. So you're going to be getting your EV here. It's just a matter of what you pull. Obviously, if you get the Lisa Leslie, you win the lottery. But this is the only legendary WNBA drop, and it's also going to be the last WNBA that we're getting for a while here. So away we go. Good luck to you all. I hope you hit it on that drop. If you're in, if you're not, keep an eye on it. It's definitely good information for you to pay attention to what's going on with the WNBA. And I have a feeling they're going to have some really amazing challenges coming up where you're going to need to have WNBA moments in there. You saw this last Clay reward had some requirements in there. that require WNBA as well. So as we're rounding the horn here, I just want to send you guys a bunch of positive energy. Remember that we're all a community here. We are one. We're connected. Positive support is contagious. And remember, enjoy it.
Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up to...